This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Basking in Pistons basketball, renewed optimism, expectations, excitement, and an offseason where they can make some noise, John. I want to talk about grocery shopping. What do they need to do this offseason to take the next step as an organization? You sat on it over the weekend. Season's over. They got eliminated in the first round. How aggressive should they be? There will be people who say, we got McDonald's at home. We got Jaden Ivey. He's going to get healthy, run it back with this young, developing team. There's also a host of names who may be available. And to me, the answer is, well, it depends who they are. Like, I don't want Zion, right? But there's a list of names that would be appealing. So how do you attack this? And we throw that out to you guys as well. 248-539-9797. How do you prioritize this? A Booker, a Giannis, a Durant, a Markkanen? John, what stands out?
Well, the one that stands out is Booker. And he stands out a little bit more because, one, his age. I think there is a desire on his part to be here, because that you always wonder, does Giannis want to go from Milwaukee to Detroit? Now, obviously, he's won a championship in Milwaukee. He's stayed there. He's re-signed there. So I don't necessarily know that the quote-unquote destination matters that much, but is he at the point in his career where he wants to go to Miami? Mm. Or he just wants to go to a bigger market? That could possibly be. But he's got, as I looked at it, 3 years left on his contract, but the first two are guaranteed. The third is player option. So if you're gonna have to give up a lot for him. I don't know that I want to give up a lot and know that he's only going to be here 2 years.
Well, you'd be banking on the idea that he'd come here, he'd win, he'd enjoy the city and Cade and progress, and you'd keep him.
You would hope. Yes, that would be the goal.
What's Booker's deal? How many years?
Booker's got 3 years left. He just signed that Supermax. So he's got, it was first year into his 4-year deal. But they're all, club control. So he's younger. I think he pairs really well with Cade. And I don't care which one you want to call Batman, which one you're going to call Robin. To me, that would be the dumbest argument ever. I don't care who it is, because they could alternate games as Batman and Robin, but they would be a very good pairing to put out there. The question is, how much are you going to have to give up for each? And I know Durant is one that people frequently bring up. He's only got 1 year left on his deal. It would have to be a trade. And again, I don't know how much I want to give up for Kevin Durant. I don't think he is the piece that says, oh, okay, this gets us to Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I know Rieger was talking about Durant over the weekend, and listening to it more, he's near the bottom of the list for me. His skill set makes a lot of sense, right? Long, athletic, shooter, front court, spacing, winner, finals MVP. But he will be 37. This is not a move that gives you a couple cracks at it. It's really kind of a 1 to 2 year window, maybe. I think if you're giving up multiple firsts, I'd prioritize Booker first. because of the shooting. Mm-hmm. Giannis second because of the talent, and he doesn't need the ball and can play off of Cade. They could be a hell of a 1-2 punch dish in the rock. And my third name is probably a pretty steep drop off here. Lauri Markkanen. I know Jalen Rose brought him up on TNT when the Pistons season end. That's that stretch four with a runway in front of him, right? I mean, that guy could be here for 5-6 years and be part of this thing. So that would be my big three, would be Booker, Giannis, and then a drop off for Lauri Markkanen. I don't want Zion. To me, Durant doesn't fit the timeline. That's how I would address this.
And so we're talking about guys to go and get, trade for. The free agent market.
Oh, it's nothing.
It's not really, because there's a lot of guys with player options who may be free agents. I mean, I think there's some that will probably enter free agency because it's such a bad year. They may be able to capitalize as the best player in a bad year. So your free agents who have, you know, number one player option, James Harden. You want him here?
No, absolutely not. You see what he did in game seven?
Yes.
Small game, James.
LeBron. Now, most people think he'll be back in L.A., but he does have a player option. He could be a free agent. I'm just throwing out guys. Julius Randle, Kyrie Irving, Miles Turner from Indiana. It would be kind of interesting. I don't know that that's the route you want to go, but he is a player that I think would be a good add. And then you start to get into some restriction guys, some team talent. So it's my point is, it's not a great free agent market. We do have one guy that's going to hit the free agent market, and that is Malik Beasley. Mm-hmm. I would like to see him back, even though he came up small in the playoffs. He is a sixth man. He's coming off the bench. If you can have him as a compliment, it's a very good compliment to whoever you have starting. I think he still has a few good years of shooting. We saw him, you know, shooting this year. It was great. Something we hadn't seen here ever, really, because of how many three-pointers he had, but just his shooting percentage, very good throughout the majority of the season. So I'd like to see him back, but only in a reserve role.
They have three real free agents to consider: Beasley, Hardaway, and Schroeder. And I think of that group, the one you most want back is Beasley. He's the youngest. He's the best shooter. He makes the most sense.
So ranking them, Beasley, Schroeder, Hardaway.
Hardaway last.
Yeah. And I think Schroeder was I said it at the time, and I've said it throughout the rest of the season, since the trade deadline, a sneaky good ad. Mm-hmm. I think he really takes a little bit of pressure at times off of Cade, and whether it's bringing the ball up, he's a much better defender. He's a guy that I think has some good energy on this team and can be productive.
When you hear all these names and different scenarios and conversations that the Pistons could enter this summer, what stands out to you? How do you want them to attack the summer? How do they take the next step? 248-539-9797. We'll collect those phone calls and ticket texts. We've got the World Food Cuisine Draft coming up at 7:02 with Cinco de Mayo. But on the groceries list, I would put Devin Booker. That's cowboy ribeye, John, to speak your language.
Oh, yeah, tomahawk.
That is the guy, because there's no questions about fit. He's in the age range. He's from here. You wouldn't have to twist his arm to get him to play here. Phoenix is a sinking ship, right? If Durant gets dealt, and I think the belief is around the league he will, if he gets dealt to a Houston, because they want to bump up a notch after being eliminated, if he goes back to OKC to help them close out a title, I don't know. Victor Wembanyama needs some help. If Durant moves, if Phoenix is blowing this thing up and Devin Booker wants to come home, I think the Pistons, that's the other thing. They finally have their own first round picks to trade now.
Yeah.
They can finally, it timed up perfectly, you guys. They made the playoffs. They showed a little bit of fight. They provided a foundation, and now they can give up a few firsts and a couple young guys and swing a deal and get the right player. I would stress get the right player, because you can screw this up. Atlanta went out and tried to help Trae Young and got DeJounte Murray, and things collapsed and they never made it out of the first round again, and then they traded Murray.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But I look at the Cleveland Cavaliers who traded for Donovan Mitchell, and that elevated them to another level. Remains to be seen how the year plays out, but making a move like that makes a lot of sense for the Pistons.
It does, and I'm always cautious, and I know we throw it in there. And as one of the pros, he's from here. I'm cautious of that only because of what we've experienced on the hockey side of things. Like, we're not, and football, honestly,
yeah,
because of Aiden. His value, and I think most NBA fans, most Pistons fans would see way past that. That's a nice factor because you do have to have guys that want to be motivated to be here. That's why I asked a question about Giannis. Does he really want to be in Detroit past 2 years? Because that third year is a player option. I just think you have to at least ask the question. And for Booker, I mean, anytime they're in town, he goes to other sporting events here. When they're not in town, in the offseason, he comes to sporting events here. And he's even mentioned it throughout the course of his career, how much he was a fan of the Pistons growing up.
And it's hard not to be. You're his age, right? You had the going to work Pistons at that,
right,
that point in your life when you're falling in love with basketball. He'll wear Tigers gear. He'll wear Lions gear. He'll wear Red Wings gear. He's from the state of Michigan. His team's going nowhere. The Pistons are on the ascent. Bring Devin Booker here. If it doesn't work, Giannis, Greek freak to Greek town. He's played in the smaller market. I think despite the fact that he doesn't shoot, you'd have to overcome a little bit of that. Like, I don't think you could play him in Durin. Durin's probably in that deal. Can you play him with Asar? I don't know. Maybe Asar's in that deal. You start to get to a pain point with people who don't want to give up too many of these young guys. Because there is a pushback on the ticket text that says, stay the course. Don't bring in anyone that can make him a legitimate championship contender next season anyway. We're young. Let this group grow together, a la Celtics, a la Nuggets, teams that just kind of kept their young nucleus together.
I think there certainly is argument for that. I just don't know. Okay, if you need multiple stars, Cade, check that box. He's a star. Will he be a superstar?
Maybe. Okay, I think he's maybe. Well on his way, yeah.
Okay, but you'll need other stars. Is Jaden Ivey a star in this league? Is Jalen Duren a star in this league?
I don't think so. Asar Thompson, he can be a key cog, but a star? If he can't shoot, I think there's a limitation there. These are really good players. If you can trade two or three really good players to get a superstar to elevate yourself, yep, to one of the best teams in the East and one of the best contenders in the league, you do it. But it's got to be the right player. Because what you don't want to do is, hey, we traded for Zion because he was available, and that got us one round further, and now we've stalled out with no firsts. Yep. And first of all, he's not even healthy half the time. It's got to be the right player. So the number's there, 248-539-9797. Pistons fans, what do they do this offseason to take the next step? It's 97.1.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.